podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Caught up with someone over the weekend, just chatting, and the conversation did spiral a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know if it was my fault. It does tend to happen when I am around, but it could just be the mix.
Okay.
Of people.
Yeah.
And this story blew my mind. And I want to tell it to you so much. So I'm going to give it a go.
Okay.
Do you remember when I brought that story to the table of two mates who went to Bali, stayed in a villa, had a big night, one ended up in the bath and had vomited on himself, and the other one woke up and went and checked on his mate, and as soon as he saw the vomit, he then vomited into the bath as well.
No, clearly I've taken that from my memory and thrown it away.
Well.
Because that is just disgusting.
We're going to file this one under the same sort of category, all right? Amazing. So there you go. Yeah. There's a gross out warning, guys. If you stick around, it's a wild story.
Okay. All right.
So this friend of mine went to Bali with a couple of girls. And they were all staying at the same place, and they'd had sort of a big couple of days, and one of them was a bit blocked up.
I don't want to hear this story. Can that be an option?
Yeah, you can. You'll never know, though.
Damn it! All right, you got me back in.
And the reason this came up was because we were talking about international toilets.
Okay.
And the designs thereof. Now, I've never been to Bali.
Okay.
I've been to America, and I know the toilets are weird there. Yeah. How they spit, they like the water doesn't just spin the other way, like it fills right up.
It fills right up. There's so much water. It's so ridiculous. Much
Poseidon kiss action, right? I think we've got the combination right here in Australia, the design.
Yeah.
Anyway, apparently in Bali, the toilets are really shallow. Does this
No, not that I remember.
Maybe where they were staying. Maybe. It was just really, it was like really shallow toilet.
Okay.
So they'd been out for the night, come home, and one of it, like they've obviously all used the bathroom, whatever, but the last one that used the bathroom was the one that was backed up, right? And she's, because this happens when you travel, mate. It does.
Yeah, I don't need, anyway, I don't do well with human things. Okay, go. So quick, let's get to the story.
She's done it because everybody's gone to bed, right? And then the next morning, the other friend has woken up and she's, you know, bleary-eyed, not really paying attention.
Oh, my God.
Has walked into the bathroom, lifted the toilet seat and sat down.
No, if this is where it's going, I'm going to be absolutely changed forever. If this is where the story I believe is going.
Yeah. So it's a really shallow toilet, like a really shallow bowl.
Mate, no, no.
And the consistency.
No.
So if you can imagine like a baby's arm sort of poking up and she has speared herself.
Oh. You know, you're on this planet for so many years and you hear all of these things, and you're like, I'm pretty sure I've heard all the things that could possibly happen to someone.
She sat down and gone, oh, God, what's that? And looked in the bowl.
I'm actually going to spit.
Yes.
She's. Oh, my God, Tom.
Isn't that wild?
That is. Why? Dude. You couldn't torture that information out of me.
Is that too much fibre or not enough fibre? I don't understand. It sounds like too much
fibre. Also, the thing we can do as humans always, that a lot of people forget, the look back.
Yeah.
The look back.
Don't you always check when you before you sit down? Oh, my God.
This is the worst story I've ever heard in my life.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
It's Loggy's time to analyse crime in Loggy's Crime Club.
Woo! Okay. It's a bit weird, you know, talking crime, but true crime is huge as far as documentaries, books, podcasts, movies, etc.
We get it, mate. We get it. No judgment.
There's a documentary at the moment. It's called The Crash. It's on Netflix. It goes for about an hour and a half. And And what it involves is this girl and her boyfriend and one of their friends. Now, her name is Mackenzie Shirilla.
Mm-hmm.
And she was driving a car with both of the boys in it after a night out. And this is the trailer. So just to give you a bit of an idea about what the crash is all about.
That split second changed all of our lives forever.
It didn't add up. It was hard to comprehend that she could just drive into a wall.
I would never see her purposely wanting to hurt them.
This was clearly a toxic relationship. We needed to get a full picture of who Mackenzie Shirilla was.
You can go f- yourself.
So Mackenzie is a 17-year-old, and this was kind of all over TikTok when it happened as well. But I'd never seen it. I'd never heard of it. Basically, she was in the car with her boyfriend Dominic and their friend Davian, and she looks like she drove a car into a wall. She was the only one wearing a seatbelt. Unfortunately, the two boys passed away. And then after that is what happens, whether she did it on purpose or it was an accident. So that's what the documentary covers, right? But there is a lot of throwbacks to her TikTok and her social media profile and how she acted after the crash and all this type of stuff as well. Her friends are in the documentary, and also her parents and the parents of the boys that lost their lives as well. Now, one of the things, one of the takeaways for me from this documentary is how some parents just are kind of kids. Like so her parents, I think, when you watch the documentary, you'll just be like, what's going on here? Because I feel like they're the type of parents that are like, my kids are my friends. And they're like that, which I don't have kids, so I don't know. So, you know, you can say you don't get it, Loggy. But it kind of seems to me that you can be your... You can be a friend in the sense that you can be an open communicator with your child, but your child needs an adult. Your child needs a parent.
And needs boundaries.
And needs boundaries, right? Yeah. And so that's why hearing the interview with her two parents was just kind of wild. It is, you know, pretty intense watching this documentary in the fact that you do see some footage and you hear some footage of the crash and you're kind of like, whoa. And the parents of the boys see that in kind of real time as well. There's police footage, there's the lawyers that are interviewed, and also Mackenzie as well. Like I said, it's about an hour and a half doco. It was a bit, a lot of people are talking about it. I don't know. I feel like it wasn't the best doco that I've seen in ages. I'm not going to tell you what happens at the end, although it is, you can kind of piece together what you think might have happened since the start.
What's the closure rating?
Closure rating, you get, closure rating, I'm going to leave you. I'm going to leave you with the closure rating.
So that's a zero.
Well, no. Because sometimes giving a closure rating kind of ruins it, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
So I'm going to give this one a 3.5 out of 5.
Right.
But look, it is interesting, it is devastating, and it kind of has more questions about your online persona as well.
Okay.
And what you're showing the world about yourself.
Right.
It's Loggy's time to analyse crime in Loggy's Crime Club.
Woo! It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Very sad news out of yesterday, the passing of Neil Danaher.
Just so sad. And obviously he was just a legend of a human, it seems. And we know that from the footy field, of course, an Essendon great, you know, and then moving on to one of the Melbourne greats, obviously, and then just a great person. He was diagnosed with MND back in 2013. And you just think he just fought for so long.
Well, expectancy of 2 years. Most people live 2 years with MND and he lived 13.
Amazing. And you just think he could have sat there and just said, all right, well, this is... you know, what I've got, this is what I've got to deal with, and I'm just going to, you know, be in my bubble, and that is totally fine because you see how people do that all the time and there is nothing wrong with that. And he said, no, you know what, I'm going to fight for something that won't help me but may help other people in the future with the same disease that I've got, which is just so beautiful. And Channel 7, AFL 7 on Instagram, they posted up a nice little tribute and we thought that we would play it.
We all need heroes in our lives. Someone to look up to take inspiration from. Someone who leads the way.
Life's good, but if you're in the blame game, if you're in woe is poor me, war bugger me, you never find it.
Danaher is one of the most famous Aussie rules football names. Neil and his brothers played 752 matches of our great game.
The half-witted play of Danaher. What a magnificent play. And he's put it through and the brothers have hit the
front. Iconic name. Iconic family. But it was Neil's story off-field that really captured our hearts. After his playing and coaching days, Neil was sadly faced with his toughest challenge. Diagnosed with motor neuron disease, or as Neil described it, the beast. A tragic diagnosis, with little hope and no cure. But Neil faced the beast the only way he knew how, head on, fighting selflessly to find a cure. So in future, others would have hope. Today, the Fight MND organization are the largest independent funder for motor neuron disease research in Australia. Neil Danaher has made a lasting impact, one that will never be forgotten. His inspiring speeches will live on.
Life done promise to be fair. No hope someday. Where's the opportunity? My opportunity was to fight MND.
Words to live by as we take up the fight for Neil.
Will we give up?
No!
Will we give up? Oh my God!
Yes!
Let's go!
The word hero gets thrown around a lot. But Neil Danaher was exactly that. A beloved Australian. Resilient, inspiring, extraordinary. His legacy will live on. Vale, Neil Danaher.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy say thanks.
When it comes to a specific type of food, whether that's Indian or Thai, there's a certain type of bread that you can get.
Yes.
And what do you call it?
I call it roti bread.
Roti bread. It's roti bread. We've had a big fight off air because you're like, you get up one Indian restaurant that has roti and not naan. Because that's the bread. And I'm like, it's two different breads.
Two different arguments that we're having.
Let's exactly.
Not get bogged down in the fact that it's quite clearly Thai and not Indian. And let's focus on the fact that you say it wrong because you're talking about a dog. Chris is here. Hi, Chris.
Don't know why. Hi.
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 How do you say it?
I'll just go Roddy, but I don't
thank
know.
Thank you.
I don't know if I'm right or not.
No, you are right. Anyway, let's go to the phones. 52232955. We're having a good old Tom and Loggy fight.
Connor's on the line. G'day, Connor. What would you say?
It's roti bread.
Thank
rotty.
You.
Okay, well, that's not what you said off air. Connor said to me off air, he goes, I've never heard of either. I reckon I'd say roti, and then he's just changed it to roti.
Love it, right. Love it.
Block that caller. Michelle from Armstrong Creek. Morning, Michelle.
Good morning, guys. The Indian / Thai bread is actually called roti.
Okay.
Michelle, the thing is, you say it, but he still doesn't believe it.
You're saying
he
it with an accent
in
there.
Entitlement.
I think it's...
Tom, you just have to watch MasterChef, mate.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Well, where are you, Tom?
I'm there all the time.
Mm-hmm. I've never got time for that.
Yeah. I would love some roti bread. What?
Don't do that with your shoulders.
Roti.
Don't do that with your shoulders.
No, but you're doing it with your face. Accept that you're wrong and we can move on with our lives. What's that, Tom? You are?
Undecided. Oh. I'm not changing my ways. I'm still calling it roti bread.
That's embarrassing. Oh, God, I can't with you. Sometimes I want to punch you so hard.
Tony knows what you're talking about. Don't you, Tony? You've felt like that before as well.
Oh, most certainly, mate. Most certainly. Mm. But I have got the inside track for you. So I gave a very dear friend of mine a call who is Indian.
Yes.
Okay. It is pronounced roti. Okay.
Yes.
And it is not a bread. It is actually closer to a pancake.
Yeah,
the reason
well,
it's not
flat.
On most Indian restaurants is it's actually a breakfast item, not a dinner or lunch item.
Amazing.
So I'm just not looking at the breakfast menu. Is that what's the...
That's pretty much it. No one's got the breakfast menu going, mate.
Okay.
That's what the problem is.
Right. Once again, Tony, his face is still not allowing him to fully believe. I can see he's like, no, but I'm so right.
All right. Well,
that I can't be wrong.
We've got another caller. Good morning, Indica.
Good morning.
How do you pronounce the bread?
It's roti bread.
Okay.
Oh, so what's that? That's a clean sweep, Tom. Have you ever heard...
Yeah.
Yes. Have you ever heard anyone call it roti bread, Indica?
From Sri Lanka, we do have a roti as well.
See? Okay. And no one calls it roti, do they?
It's roti bread.
It's roti bread. My girls call roti bread, but it's roti bread.
Okay.
There you go. Well, we're both right there.
Right.
Love it.
I'm so confused.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
He's one of the fastest men in footy. Now he's bringing that speed to your mornings. From the Geelong Cats, this is Max Holmes with Tom and Loggy on K-Rock.
Tuesday morning, here we go. Max Holmes in the studio. Hey, mate.
Yep. Hey.
I love it. You're trying to get there on our level.
Yeah.
And I am loving it. Yeah. Just quickly, first thing, let's just dive straight in, mate. I've got a new face. I'm gonna show you my new glasses, and I just want you.
Oh, hang on, wait! Before you turn around, let me film his reaction so I can see.
Yes.
Okay, go.
Okay, ready?
Go. Oh. Why they got the middle bit?
Oh, I don't know. You're a trendy guy.
There we go.
I'm not trendy. Don't listen to what I have to say.
I've captured the micro reaction on his face. Really good. Moving on. What else is going on?
For context,
Tom?
People, everybody, Loggy's got new glasses.
I've got new
glasses. If you don't know,
I've got new glasses, and I went a bit bold.
Yeah, no, they're nice.
Thanks.
Do you know who Weird Al Yankovic is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What she's channeling.
Right. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, don't listen to Tom. Anyway, let's move straight on.
Let's move on. Do you want to talk about footy? Well, let's talk about the Swans. I mean, getting him down here and then sending him home, that was nice. You played really well, mate. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah. No, it was good fun out there. It's a good little month on the trot
right
now. We weren't supposed to win these games, so
it's
nice.
So Jono was mentioning that when he came in yesterday, and he was saying that you are the top team in the league at the moment.
Well, I don't want to start going on about that and then, cook us, jinx us.
Jesus. So. We've had too much sort of jinx chat already for the Cats.
Yeah, too much mods. We've cleaned up mods, so we're not doing that. But Jono is very impressed.
Yeah,
if that means anything to you.
That's awesome.
You're also equal leader of our Vest and Fairest competition. So
nice. Still early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, actually, speaking of Vest and Fairest and Jono.
Oh, yeah.
There was a little challenge that we set you last week, Max, and it involved you making sure that Bailey Smith, Vest and Fairest winner of 2025, got his medal. How did that go?
So I don't think I said it on air, like the biggest job for me would be remembering to do it during the week last week.
And what did I say to you? You've got one job, mate.
Yeah.
Do me proud.
We actually had two jobs.
Forgot.
You forgot. Okay, you're right. Okay.
It's in my car, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's so you get one of those a year.
You know what? I think Tom Stewart's listening this morning.
Yeah.
He was saying you gotta be locked in today because I'm listening. So he can remind me too.
Okay.
There we go.
Tom, do us a favour. Not you.
Winner. No, former
you're
winner.
Useless.
Former winner of Vest and Fairest.
Yes.
Tom Stewart.
Yep.
Yeah. So he knows the gravity of the award itself. So
Yeah.
What if you all get your medals and all take a photo together? Cute. You still got yours, yeah?
I don't know where mine is.
Okay.
Come on. You know what? You don't know where the other one is.
No. Baz is in the car.
Yes, well, yours is probably in there too.
Probably.
From 2 years ago.
If you have thrown that out, I swear to God. See, well, Stewie would never thrown his out, so we'll get him to have a photo with it.
Mm.
Has he thrown it out?
I'm not sure. I'll get a photo of them too.
Okay. Well, you better, okay? You got one task. Don't let me down next week.
All right.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
Before we get into Maximum Homes, where we get your ratings, just a quick listener question that's been sent in on Instagram. It said, what's it like when you know there are a lot of people in the crowd? Obviously, when you're playing to a really big stadium, it's, you know, whether it's grand final and there's 100,000 people there, or if there's, you know, 70,000 or 50,000, whatever, does that make a difference, or is just that many people always an amazing feeling?
Nah, the more there is, the more exciting it is, I reckon.
Yeah?
Yeah, when there's lots in the crowd and it's loud, it's pretty epic. And, you know, like, you do something on the ground and then the crowd gets really loud. You're like, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Little smile.
Do you ever get nerves?
I get really nervous before every game.
Yeah.
But then I'm pretty good out on the field.
Yeah, you are pretty good out on the field. That's true, Max.
All right, Max, let's find out where you stand. Maximum Homes.
Yeah, Max Holmes joins us in the studio every Tuesday morning, and we like to hit him, as in you, with three things, three questions, and get a rating, a thumbs up or a thumbs down. And you say Maximum Homes if it's thumbs up, and you say Minimum Homes if it's thumbs down.
All right, so before we get to the burning question of the day that Tom and I have been fighting about, Kylie Minogue documentary was released last week, and it's a three-part documentary series. Kylie Minogue, will you watch the documentary? Have you watched the documentary? Thoughts on it?
Well, I like Kylie Minogue, but I won't be watching the doco. So is that a Minimum Homes?
Oh, it sounds like a Minimum Homes.
That's a Minimum Homes.
Mate, do yourself a favour. It's really good.
It's three episodes, man. Who's got that time? You don't have time for that.
Yeah, well, exactly. If it was maybe like a one.
Oh, maybe come on. Respect her name.
I don't know her that well.
She would watch a three-part documentary on you, mate.
She would not have a clue.
She might. She's playing at the grand final.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
You've played... No, don't worry about it. So...
Drums with Kylie Minogue? Yes. Before? Is that where the question was going?
BirdLife Australia have released the official bird count stats this week from 2025. This is a double-pronged question.
Okay.
Do you like birds?
You like your birds on this show.
Yeah, we've spoken to you about birds a couple of times.
Sure. Yeah, I like...
Do you like birds? You're not anti-bird?
Not anti-bird, yeah.
Okay, well, give it the...
Oh, I thought that was the first question. Oh,
okay, all right, true.
The second prong of the question is, what bird do you think was the most common?
Well, that's not a Maximum Homes question, Tom. You're confusing him.
No, because we've got the Maximum
thing. You don't understand
thing.
How the game works.
He likes
you
birds.
You asked him a question where he said... Sorry, maximum. Max, this is embarrassing.
That's Maximum. I did a double prong so we could get both out of him. No, so there you go. Maximum, silly. He likes the birds. There we go.
Right. Pigeon.
No.
It's a great...
Seagull.
Great guess.
No. It was a magpie. What do you give on a magpie?
What do I give?
Yeah, it's like sound. A maximum or a...
Minimum.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, mate.
What are they good for?
What?
That's a Minimum.
They just swoop you.
Oh, he did seagull. You're the magpie. You
respect
did
their name, okay. Max Holmes.
Can you do a magpie sound?
No, God, no.
No, we're again. Not. He got burnt by that last time, and he's definitely not doing that again. Okay, we want to ask you about a fight that Tom and I were having today. You know when you go to an Indian restaurant or a Thai restaurant, according to Tom, there's a style of bread that you can get that you have with dips.
Yeah.
What is that bread?
Roti bread.
Nah,
thank you, Max. Best friends. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Is that a Maximum or a Minimum Homes? You don't understand the game.
So,
you don't understand the game, man.
So, if you get less lippy for a second.
Coming from
Roti
you.
Roti bread, do you give it a two thumbs up or a two thumbs down?
Yeah, I give it a two thumbs up.
Yes. Maximum
Homes. Maximum Homes.
What are you saying?
Yeah, what do you say, Tom?
Roti bread.
Oh. Oh, are you just arguing about the pronunciation?
Absolutely we are. You know us.
Rossi or Roti?
Yeah, it's Roti.
Oh, it doesn't bother me. Roti, I don't...
Roti's a dog though, isn't it?
But Roti is the appropriate
I wouldn't have a clue.
Of course you do. You said Roddy.
I'm not educated on it.
Nah, he doesn't
back
know.
Yourself, Max. No, back yourself, Max. Back yourself.
No, he's backing out. That's what he's doing.
So you're just lucky I said Rossi
yeah,
bread.
Yeah, it was lucky. Yeah, it was
luck. I didn't go the
it's
other pronunciation.
Yeah. Not lucky.
I thought it was Roddy and Nan.
Well, there is Nan. We don't say Nan. That is embarrassing for you, yeah. Max. Yeah. I'm going to back away from that one.
Yeah, and sorry for you to back out of the studio because that's all the time we've got left for this Tuesday. Max Holmes, always a pleasure, mate. Have a wonderful week. Chookers for the game on Friday night against the Blues, and we'll catch up with you again next Tuesday.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
Tom and Loggy. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.